A campaign to ban abortion is getting traction in Poland, and a new story in The Guardian highlights how both sides of the debate in Poland are taking pages and inspiration from pro-life and pro-choice activists here in the U.S. Daniel Gross wrote that story for The Guardian, and I asked him first why abortion is such a big issue in Poland, especially right now.
Abortion has been a big topic for the last 20 years in Poland, ever since the Catholic Church took a lot of control of politics in Poland. And just a year ago, Poland got a new ruling party, the Law and Justice Party. And ever since that party has been in power, the anti-abortion movement has gained traction. The current status of abortion in Poland is it's not a total ban. Women are allowed to have abortions when the pregnancy is a result of crime. For example, rape or incest, you're allowed to apply for an abortion. And if there's a serious health risk to the mother or to the fetus, you can also apply for an abortion. But the current campaign is pushing to get a bill in Parliament that would completely ban abortion.
Now, something that really struck me in your story for The Guardian was just how the pro-life side of the abortion debate in Poland is using U.S. tactics. Not just tactics, but imagery of the pro-life movement here. Talk about that.
So I was in Poland in 2014, and I sat down with this pro-life activist who's leading the charge. He runs this organization called Stop Abortion in Poland. His name is Mariusz Dzierżawski. And I asked him, what are your tactics? What kinds of things are you doing to fight abortion in Poland? And he said, they're actually not my tactics. They're from this American activist called Greg Cunningham, which is where we get all of our photos. And if you actually look at some of the photos used in anti-abortion protests in Poland, you'll see, you know, these gory fetus images that you see in the United States. And some of them have this, they have like a coin in the image to show how big the fetus is.
Right.
And they're American coins.
Wow.
This is in Poland. They're, you know, all the text is in Polish. And yet you see American coins on, you know, on the streets of Warsaw.
That's kind of extraordinary. So did he tell you what it is about this American style of activism that he appreciates, that he really kind of gloms onto?
Yeah, well, so Cunningham, this activist from the United States, he visited Poland in 2004, and he's been a big inspiration for the Polish movement. Cunningham is the man who came up with this idea of using graphic imagery to shock people. And that is the tactic that I think Polish activists have really harnessed for their movement.
What about the pro-choice side of the debate? What are their tactics, and how do they kind of counter this campaign of the pro-lifers?
One of the responses is actually pretty funny and very wry. The Facebook page of the prime minister, who's potentially in support of this ban, has filled with these comments of women reporting their periods to her. And so they'll say things like, oh, yeah, you know, I got my period this month. Everything's going well.
Wow.
Just wanted you to know.
Guerrilla style.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the other tactics actually also is an import from the United States. I spoke to a woman who said that coat hangers, which are the symbol of the brutal effects of illegal abortions, they weren't used in Poland because for 40 years under communist rule, abortion was accessible for women. So that's an
Wow.
image that really only exists in the United States, according to this activist. And yet it's just as potent a symbol in Poland as it is here.
Does it stop at borrowing kind of the optics of the abortion debate from the United States? Or is there actual communication between pro-life leaders in Poland and pro-life activists here in the States?
It doesn't stop at the level of just inspiration. These two men, Greg Cunningham and Mariusz Dzierżawski, are in regular email contact.
Mm.
And I think we have reason to believe that this is a collaboration.
Based on what you saw of this debate, and especially the pro-life movement in Poland, would you be surprised if this bill passes?
I wouldn't be that surprised if it passed. Based on the interviews that I've done, speaking with some of the activists on both sides, there's a strong possibility that if it makes it into Parliament, it will pass, because currently the government is quite conservative and very Catholic and would consider this seriously. And so women are quite scared in Poland. You know, the women who are fighting for abortion rights are quite fearful. But on the other hand, they do say this could be a chance for movement in the opposite direction. So this could backfire. If women see that, you know, reproductive rights are being taken away from them, they may actually be able to get movement for liberalization of abortion rights in Poland.
Reporter Daniel Gross, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Marco.